Good evening. I'm Jessica Marpey, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I want to welcome you to this live event and thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senate District and Senator Art Haywood of the 4th Senate District will take your calls as they discuss the importance of judicial races and understanding what's on your ballot. The senators will be joined by the Chief Executive Officer at the New Pennsylvania Project, Kadita Kenner, the Chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Omar Sabir, the Director of Voter Services for Montgomery County, Frank Dean, and the Senior Attorney at Public Law Interest Center, Dan Yurevec. If you have any questions and would like to join the conversation, please press *3 on your keypad. Again, if you have any question or comment and would like to join tonight's conversation, please press *3 on your keypad. And now, without any further delay, let me welcome State Senators Vincent Hughes and Art Haywood.
Thanks, Jessica. Good evening to everybody. This is Senator Vincent Hughes. Welcome to this telephone town hall for our friends and neighbors within the 4th and 7th senatorial districts. That's a good thing. Go ahead, Senator Haywood.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is Senator Art Haywood. We would like to thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to participate on this call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, we appreciate your engagement. Now, if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, press *3 on your phone. Send the news.
As Jessica said, thank you, Art. As Jessica said, this evening we will be discussing the importance of the judicial races and understanding what's on your ballot. To help us in this conversation, we'd like to first welcome the Chief Executive Officer at the New Pennsylvania Project, Kadita Kenner. Welcome to the telephone town hall, Kadita. You're speaking to a lot of folks in two very big senatorial districts. Say hi to everybody and tell us what the importance is, please.
I love to hear that. Thank you to both senators for inviting me today. What's at stake? There's so much at stake. First, I want to start off by saying, Pennsylvania voters, you are powerful. You are very powerful in this moment, as Pennsylvania is one of only 7 states in the entire country in which we elect all of our judges and justices in partisan elections, and then have the opportunity to retain judges and justices in nonpartisan elections as they stand for retention. This makes us very powerful. It puts us in the company of Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas to be this powerful in this moment. And unfortunately, too many people do not vote in these judicial elections, and they matter because what's on our ballot, it is our health care is on this ballot. It is access to abortion on this ballot. It is fairly funding public education on our ballot this November 4th or before if voting for by mail. And as an organization that is a voting rights organization, our voting rights, our access to the ballot is on the ballot this year in 2025. So we ask that you come out and you encourage people in your life to vote in this judicial election because too many stay home, not understanding the importance or not knowing who these individuals are who are standing for retention or who are candidates for the first time to sit on a bench. And so just so you have that understanding of who it is or what it is in this current election, we have very important judicial retention elections this year. We have 3 Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices, not to be confused with the United States Supreme Court. We have 3 Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices who are standing for retention. They were initially elected in partisan elections, meaning you saw a political party after their name 10 years ago when you decided to vote for them or not. And now that they've been on the bench for 10 years, they are standing for retention. They are asking that you retain them for another 10-year term. And that's how it works here in the Commonwealth. I like to add that in Pennsylvania, our judges, our justices, they don't wear red robes. They don't wear blue robes. They wear black robes for the people, and they wear black robes for the words in our Pennsylvania Constitution. And so we have that power this year. In addition to retention elections for our 3 Supreme Court justices who were elected 10 years, now standing for another 10-year term, we also have some vacancies on the bench of the appellate courts as well, intermediate appellate courts. There is a vacancy on the Superior Court, and there is also a vacancy on the Commonwealth Court. Both of those courts are intermediate appellate courts, and they hear very serious cases, and there are vacancies that exist. And so they will be on the front of your ballot, and you will see that they will have challengers compared to those who are standing for retention, who will be on the backside of your ballot, who will not have challengers. You will simply see the name of the judges or justices, and you decide as powerful voters whether or not to retain them for another 10-year term. And that is what we're looking at this year in a judicial election. There are retention elections, judges and justices standing for another term, and then there are vacancies. Again, one on the Commonwealth Court and one on the Superior Court to fill that vacant role. In addition to that, there are two retention elections, again, one for the Commonwealth Court and one for the Superior Court, where, again, you will not see their political party affiliated with them. You will only see their name and a box or circle for you to fill in to say yes or no. And that is the power of Pennsylvanians. And we hope that you keep in mind all the things that are at stake and you come out and you cast your ballot. As an organization, we recommend that you flip that ballot over and you start at the bottom of your ballot on the second side and you work your way all the way up to the top of the ballot. So that, therefore, you miss no elections on your ballot. We must come out in record numbers this year and make our voices heard. This is how we get wins in our community and build power in our neighborhoods. And at the judiciary is where it all begins. It's the place that the people go for justice, and we hope that you vote in this judicial election. Thank you for that time.
Thanks, Khadija. That was a very, very thoughtful and thorough response to really what we're looking at to be on this upcoming ballot. Next joining us right now is the chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners. Of course, in the city, the commissioners have the responsibility of handling all things as it relates to voting. Commissioner Omar Sabir. Commissioner Sabir, welcome. Right. Commissioner Sabir, Chairman Sabir.
I'm here, I'm sorry. You hear me?
All right, sir. Welcome to the Telephone Town Hall with Senator Art Haywood in the 4th Senatorial District and myself in the 7th Senatorial District. What can you share with all of these voters here, sir?
I can share with everyone that right now we need to take action. I mean, a lot of people still don't know that you can vote right now. This election is here and is now. Who made that song? With the Vandals, right? Here and now. So here and now is the time for us to take advantage of our right that so many people have sacrificed for. So we're calling on everyone to use our satellite locations that we have located all across the city of Philadelphia. We have 11 located all across the city of Philadelphia. So we're calling on everyone to use this. I mean, you know, we have one in the 4th. I think we have 2 in the 4th. We have 2 in the 7th Senatorial District, one on Broad and Stanton. You have another one right on True Avenue, right where the Fresh Grocery is, right next to the Dunkin' Donuts, right in that humongous shopping center right next to LaSalle, right on 56 in Lancaster, right in that shopping center, right where Blue Book is at. You can't miss it, right next to the Popeyes, and right off of 40th and Market. So we have just those locations, but we have 11 located all across the city of Philadelphia. So if you feel compelled, if you feel inspired tonight, you can walk into that location, any one of those locations. We actually open on the weekend. So you can walk in, request your ballot. They'll print out your ballot, and you'll be able to fill it out. And then there'll also be live people there to talk with you and go through that ballot with you to make sure that you're doing everything right. That way your ballot will be counted, and those votes will be counted just as any other votes when you're voting on Tuesday, November the 4th. So I voted like that previously. I know Senator Hughes and his mother came down and voted like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's very simple. It's safe and secure. And I want to see the highest voter turnout in the history of Philadelphia in an election like this. So I'm going to need your help. So everybody's listening. You are now deputized to spread the word about democracy and tell our family and friends to vote.
Thank you. And, this is Senator Haywood. Thank you so much. And I wanted to now bring on senior attorney at the Public Interest Law Center. I've known his father for years, but now it's the son's time to shine. Dan Jurevic Acklesberg. Dan, can you help us understand what's at stake in this election period? Thank you so much.
Sure, and thanks to both of you for holding a town hall on such an important thing. I mean, your rights are at stake at an election like this. You know, we often hear about federal courts in the news, but the reality is that state courts are where most people go to get justice. It's where most crimes are heard. It's where most lawsuits are heard. And it's a critical place where your rights are protected. So let me just give you two examples. Like the federal constitution, there's a Pennsylvania constitution. And some of the rights there are the same. So the Pennsylvania constitution protects the right to free speech as the federal constitution does. But the Pennsylvania constitution has more protections and more rights in it than the federal constitution. One of those rights is the right to a thorough and efficient system of public education. The federal constitution doesn't say anything about education, but the state constitution does. And so in practice, what that means is that if you believe that your child's right to a high quality education has been diminished, or the legislature has failed to do that job, there's a court there where you can go to have your case heard. And historically, unfortunately, before this current Supreme Court, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said, you know, we're not going to hear those kinds of cases. Even though there is a right to an education in it, we're not going to hear those kinds of cases. But in 2016, with a number of the justices that are still on the bench, a case went up to the Supreme Court brought by the William Penn School District. And what the Supreme Court said is that, you know, there's a right to education in our Constitution, and if there's a right, then you have to have your day in court. They didn't say who won. They didn't say who lost. They said, look, kids have to get their day in court. We did get our day in court, and in 2023, we won, right? And as a result, as you all know, the state has begun significantly expanding funding to underfunded districts across the Commonwealth. That's a direct result of the lawsuit that we won in front of the Supreme Court. So these are really critical issues. Give you just one more quick example. Pennsylvania has something called the Free and Equal Elections Clause in it. And what that means in practice is that if the General Assembly, not casting aspersions on my current company, but if the General Assembly draws congressional maps in such a way to prevent there being free and fair elections, which happened in 2010. Lines were drawn to essentially ensure that there was a significant Republican majority in our congressional delegation. A case went to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, under our free and equal elections clause, you can't have overly partisan gerrymander cases, gerrymander congressional districts. That essentially violates your right to free vote. And again, that would apply whether it's Democrats doing it or Republicans doing it. But the point is that it was the Supreme Court protecting the most critical right we have, right? The franchise. So I've been to the Supreme Court. My colleagues have been to the Supreme Court. We've won cases before the Supreme Court. We've lost cases before the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania and our Commonwealth Court and our Superior Court hear cases that are critically important to the right to a good public school, to the right to a clean environment, to the right to vote. So it is just as high stakes as it could be.
Dan, let me ask you a follow-up question. Is the Supreme Court you're talking about making these decisions, is that the current Supreme Court or some past Supreme Court?
I mean, so again, I'm not telling you who to retain or not to retain, but those were all cases. The two cases I mentioned were cases before the current Supreme Court, as in the members that are on the court right now. Those are cases brought just within the last few years. There's also been critical cases before the current Supreme Court about the right to abortion care. There's been critical cases about environmental rights. So this Supreme Court, this Pennsylvania Supreme Court, has heard in the last few years some really critically important cases. and they're going to keep hearing really critically important cases.
Yeah, I just wanted some clarification about what Supreme Court's doing this. Now, we also have, and that's our last speaker, but that's okay, the Director of Voter Services for Montgomery County, Francis Dean. Francis Dean, I got to tell you, I got a mail-in ballot. I almost forgot to look on the back. What can we tell voters to do?
Well, we're aware of that going into this election, and so one of the ways that we have worked to draw more attention to those back ballot contests is to work with our mail house to have the ballots folded in such a way that you literally can't open it without seeing that there are contests on the back. We've also worked to redesign the front of our ballot to with green font, the only green on the ballot, to direct people to those contests on the back. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to ensure that people are exercising their full right to vote. So we've worked with the Department of State to revise the instructions that accompany all of our mail ballot packets. And we've also, much like Philadelphia, restarted our satellite offices so that we have folks on hand 7 days a week in order to help anyone that may have missed that or made a mistake. They can come in, get a replacement ballot.
Anything else y'all are doing to make voting easier for those who have sometimes long work hours? Anything else that the Montgomery County is doing so that every vote counts?
Absolutely. We have 18 drop boxes located all around the county. Over, I think, 75% of the county are within just a 5 to 10 minute drive of a drop box. Those drop boxes are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, beginning tomorrow, and that will continue until 8 p.m. on Election Day. We are also moving as many of our processes that you can do at our office online. So if you do make a mistake with a ballot and you can't make it to a satellite office or to our main office here in Norristown, you can request a replacement. And by staffing up for each of these elections, we've ensured that we have no backlog. So if someone were to apply for a mail ballot today, it would get sent to our printer tomorrow and mailed tomorrow.
That's rapid. Thanks so much. So now I'm going to turn it back to Senator Hughes and to Jessica because I might be ready. We might be ready to take some callers.
I think we are, Senator Haywood. We got a good lineup of guests. Should be able to answer just about any question that folks come up with. As a reminder, folks, if you have a question, please press *3 so we can get you into the queue and hopefully get your question asked. Press *3. Jessica, who's up first?
First, we have Lucille from Winfield. Lucille, you are live.
Hey, Lucille. All right. I think we may have
Lucille,
to go on to the next one, Jessica.
Okay. Oh, well, Lucille's question was, I have a mail-in ballot and never filled it out. Where can I go to get help with this?
Chairman Sabir, where would you recommend?
Come right to our satellite location. The satellite location is definitely one near you. Go directly to that satellite location, and someone will be there. A live person will be there 7 days a week there to help you out. And if you can't get out, you obviously can give us a call at 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462. We can actually have someone come to your house to actually help you out on this issue as well.
That's great. I think if Lucille's up in Winfield, probably 56 in Lancaster is
that's right.
Is
56
the location.
In Lancaster. That's right. We open at 9 o'clock. That's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying we open at 9 a.m. So we open from 9 a.m. To 5 p.m. Tomorrow. And on the weekends,
okay,
we open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And Sunday as well?
Sunday as well. So right after church, people want to come and come on the vote. So to the polls.
Okay.
Let's go, Senator. Let's go, Senator Haywood. Come on now.
Okay.
We need some buses coming from these big churches that we got now. Come on, y'all.
Senator Haywood, I think I'm a... bring my mother on Sunday because I'm going to be in the No Kings March on Saturday, all right? So I think I'm going to be in two parts of democracy this weekend. How about that?
That's good. That's all right. That's all right.
Two parts of our democracy. There you go. Go ahead, Senator Hayward. Go ahead.
I just want to ask Francis Dean if a person has a similar challenge in Montgomery County, has the ballot, not sure about how to fill it out, what should they do in Montgomery County?
Just as in Philadelphia County, they should contact our main office or one of our satellite offices, where we'll be happy to help them fill out their ballot or address any other challenges they may encounter.
Thank you so much. You ready for the next caller?
Jessica?
Yep. Next, we have Rick from Overbrook. Rick, you're live.
How are you today, Senators?
Great.
Hello?
What you got,
Senator,
Rick?
Senator Hughes is my senator, and I met Senator Hayward once. I was pleasantly surprised that he was as astute as he was. Any case.
He's a stupid young man.
I don't think he's a young man, but that's neither here nor there. Seriously, there aren't any Democrats have been losing these statewide races consistently, except for lieutenant governor and governor. What chances are, I've already filled out my ballot, but what are the chances? What's the campaign look like for the retention for these good justices whom I got a chance to hear. But what are their chances? What's their campaign like? What, I don't know if they actually campaign or what. What's their chances of winning? Because the Demos aren't doing really well in Pennsylvania statewide.
Well, we can't necessarily, and Senator Hayward is the lawyer for on this call along with Dan, okay?
Oh, good.
We can't necessarily talk hard politics on this, okay? We can talk some factual results, and there are some Republicans who won statewide, and there are some Democrats who've won statewide over the last several elections. But the partisan piece of what's the campaign looking like and that kind of thing, I don't know that we can get into that on this particular conversation because this is a conversation that's put together on the government side, the Senate side of the wall, and therefore we can't say vote for this one or vote for that one, all right? What we do know is that there's increased attention to these races, these judicial races, because people are understanding how important they are as we see attacks on justice and due process and the right to vote and other places happening federally. People are spending a lot more time concentrating on what's happening and judicial elections at the state level. I can assure you of that. Senator Hayward, you want to piggyback on top of that?
Yeah, I'd only add two things. Number one, the candidates in a general election, when it's A versus B, the candidates who get the most votes win. So that's all about who decides to vote and turnout. In the retention elections, there's only one candidate. There's somebody who's already a judge. And the question isn't this candidate versus that candidate. It's not Republican versus Democrat for retention. It is not. It is a nonpartisan election. It is an election where you vote yes to retain or no not to retain. This was put into place so that judges could make decisions without feeling that they would be harmed by their decisions. It was so that they could be independent in their decisions, not accountable to one political party or another. This is the purpose of retention elections. So I would say that the retention elections really don't fit into the Republican versus Democrat, because these are nonpartisan to keep the judges independent. That's what the whole purpose of retention.
There you go.
I think we're ready for some more callers.
Sounds like that. Jessica, who's that?
We actually have Senator Costa on the line.
The leader?
Him.
The leader's on.
Yeah. Hey, good evening.
Senator Hayward, I guess we got a call on the leader, huh? What you think?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, Senator.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon, Senator Hughes and Senator Hayward. Thank you for having this conversation first and foremost, and I appreciate all your guests and providing information on the importance and elevating the awareness of what we need to do as we go forward. I want to really amplify the need to make sure one of the things that we flip that ballot over, not just for the Supreme Court judicial retentions, but also Commonwealth Court and also Superior Court, and also Court of Common Pleas as well. I come from Allegheny County. We have a number of judges up in our county as well, and how important that is. But my question is specific to Commonwealth Court and the importance of that court. It's my understanding, if someone can comment on this, some maybe the lawyers on the call or some others, the role that Commonwealth Court plays. And I know Senator Hayward talked about judicial independence and how important that is going forward. But it's my understanding that the Commonwealth Court interprets case law and cases along the lines of workers' compensation, unemployment compensation, environmental issues, election issues, labor issues, all those issues, municipal law, you know, those type of things, zoning laws, and a variety of other areas. In this case, we talked about the Commonwealth Court decision on education and funding of education. It's my understanding how important that is, but only a small percentage of those cases, like less than 5%, of those cases the Commonwealth Court decides make their way to the Supreme Court. Can anybody comment on that, how valuable and how important the Commonwealth Court decision is and why it's imperative that we retain those type of justices and make those thoughtful decisions, both Democrats and Republicans, who are in a position to render those decisions that in many cases are the decision of last resort? If someone can chat about that, I'd appreciate it for the listeners as well.
Dan?
Sure. And thank you, Leader Costa. So this is Dan from the Public Interest Law Center. And Senator Costa, you had it right that, you know, Commonwealth Court is a court that is a really critical check on the power of government to start. So if you think that government has done something wrong, if you think they've denied your unemployment incorrectly, if you think they've denied your unemployment compensation claim correctly, if you think they've denied your discrimination claim incorrectly, you go to Commonwealth Court. That's where your appeal goes. It goes straight to Commonwealth Court. The other thing that Commonwealth Court does is it directly hears challenges to the constitutionality of those state laws. So our school funding lawsuit went straight to Commonwealth Court because we were saying the way we funded our system of schools was unconstitutional. And it is true that most cases never reach the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And Commonwealth Court hears all kinds of critical cases, also all kinds of critical election cases. A lot of cases never reach the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I'll give you an example. Going back to the school funding case, it was sort of a hybrid. So we had our case dismissed in Commonwealth Court. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court reversed it. They said, all right, the courthouse doors are open to the children of Pennsylvania, so you can have a trial. We're not saying whether you win or whether you lose. We went back to Commonwealth Court. We had our trial, and we won. And everyone assumed when we filed that case that it would eventually end up back in the Supreme Court. But I think the decision was so thorough and complete that no one even bothered to appeal. Commonwealth Court was the court that made that decision, and its decision was thoughtful enough that it never actually was appealed to the Supreme Court at all. And you see that a lot across decisions. So yeah, I mean, Commonwealth Court and Superior Court are both really critical ways that the rights of Pennsylvanians are upheld.
Thank you for that.
Good answer,
Dan. As you indicated, those are the cases that impact people's lives probably more directly that become the final decision. That's why it's imperative that people make sure that they vote, exercise their right to be able to retain or not retain in some instances those judges or justices. So thank you for responding to that question. And thank you for having us on the program.
Thanks, Senator Costa, for joining us. Senator Costa is the Democratic leader of the Senate of Pennsylvania. Senator Haywood and I always make sure he has room to say his piece. He's a leader. Gotta make sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jessica, who's next?
Next we'll go to Margie in Mount Airy. Margie, you're live.
Hi. Hi, good afternoon, Senator Haywood and Senator Hughes. Senator Haywood, you are my state senator, and I'm so happy to say that. So my question is, I know you can't really tell us who to vote for, but what is a good way for us to make a decision about which judges to vote for? Is there some website or someplace we can go to find out what cases they've ruled on so we can decide if we want them to continue or not?
Great question. Dan, can you give us some direction on the decision-making process?
Sure. I give you a plug for another organization that these senators will know very well. There's an organization, a Pennsylvania organization called Children First, which does really critical child advocacy. They've released a nonpartisan voter guide. So if you go to childrenfirst.org, you can see that. And there's a lot of, you know, the bar associations have also done that. But I would say, you know, look at your trusted messengers, the organizations that you trust, a lot of whom are doing work to identify, you know, what are the critical issues that they've seen come before courts, and how have these judges handled it? I think that's where I would start.
Thank you so much.
Jessica, who's next?
Yeah.
Next we have, Senator Haywood, were you saying something?
No.
Sorry about that. We do have a question. The person doesn't want to be taken live, but Mary asked if you could repeat the satellite office hours for early voting.
So they open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 9 a.m. sharp. 5 p.m. If they're not open at 9 a.m., make sure you give me a call. But 9 a.m., they'll be there. Close at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And on the weekend, they open at 10 a.m. and they close at 4 p.m. Now, we also can do extended hours. So if it's a community group that wants to have like an early voting party, we can ask our staff to stay a little bit later, like we're doing Amon Brown. So we'll be open till 6 o'clock tomorrow in the West Philadelphia area. And then I think next week we got some students coming, so we'll be open until 7 o'clock in our South Philadelphia location. But those are the basic areas. But, again, if y'all have a church, again, a community group, y'all can request to say, hey, Commissioner Sabir, why don't you keep this satellite office open to around 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever time you want. And then, you know, we'll talk to our staff, see if they want to do some overtime, and we can keep that office even open a little bit longer.
Hey, Francis.
That's good. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to ask Francis that question too, Art.
Mm-hmm.
So our satellite offices start this weekend. We have two offices, Lansdale and Lower Marion, opened this Sunday and next Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then we have an office in Pottstown and Willow Grove opened this Saturday and next Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our One Montgomery office is open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4:30 during the week, and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the weekend. We also have our mobile services van out in the community. I think it has about a dozen events scheduled before the deadline to apply to vote by mail. All those locations are available on our website.
What's the website, Francis?
MoncoVotes.com.
There you go.
Oh yeah, Senator. We need a van, Senator. We need a van, Senator. After this election, Mongo, dude, got the van. We need a van. I like
got a van. Thanks, Francis. Really appreciate that.
my pleasure.
Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Barbara from Mount Airy. Barbara, you're live.
Hi, Senator Hughes and Hayward. This question is for the Commissioner, Sabir. I did attend the pizza. Thank you for the pizza. I appreciate that you appreciate us. I am a machine operator in my district, and I just wondered if we could have an exact copy of what the screen looks like when they vote, because I find myself answering a whole lot of questions. Sometimes the ballot is all over the place, and it can be very confusing for the people that are voting.
Okay, well, you know, we had that online sort of training thing where they try to go through all of that, where, like, it's visual, you know, but I think for this, but it's not, like, you know, for this actual cycle. So what we can do is we can get some pictures done, or if we need a video done, we can actually get a video done and send it to you, too. That way you can share it out to your family and friends. But that pink paper, I mean, you know, we normally always have that pink paper, too. So, you know, people can really, if they need some more time if they're voting on that day, look at that pink paper and go through each one of those selections.
There you go. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Trudy from Winfield Heights. Trudy, you're live.
Hello, Senator Hughes and Senator Hayward.
Hey, Trudy.
I'm high.
Hey, Trudy.
Senator Hughes, first of all, I thank you for being a senator for the people and for helping and assisting your sassy seniors. So my question is, I really think it was already answered, but my question was the early on-demand voting and the satellite locations. But I think that my location would be 56 and Lancaster Avenue.
Probably close. That's probably what's closest to you.
Yeah, and okay. And they're open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. And the other thing was, I think a previous caller was saying you really can't tell us who to vote for, but that I could go to the website, I think they gave for childrenfirst.org for child advocacy, and that's big for me. So I can go on that website and kind of see what they have done to see where, how I want to cast my vote.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. If I could add, you also can go to 70.org, committeeof70.org. They have a lot of information as well. 70.org, that's Committee of 70. And then also the Philadelphia NAACP, they have, like, their meetings. They talk about, you know, what's on the ballot, what's not on the ballot. And then, you know, your local churches. We have candidate forums at different churches. I think we're going to be at Bible Way within the next couple of days. I mean, there's going to be something at Bible Way that's coming up. I'll make sure I send the information over to the senator to make sure he has it. But a lot of churches, they're having a lot of different candidate forums and community forums. But again, but Committee of 70, they have a lot of information about the ballot as well.
Let's
there
keep the callers coming, right? Let's keep the callers coming.
That's right. Let's go. Yep.
Okay, next we have Josephine from West Philly. Josephine, you're live.
Yes, I'm calling. Can anyone from any district can go to 56 and Lancaster Avenue?
Hello? Sabir? Yes. Yes. Chairman Sabir, you want to answer that? But I'm pretty sure the answer is yes.
What was the question again? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Can anyone from any district can go to 56 and Lancaster Avenue to vote?
Oh, yes. So everyone can use any one of the satellite locations that's located, right? We've got one at City Hall as well. But any one of those satellite locations, anybody can use them to get services. As long as you live in Philadelphia County, you're able to use those services.
Yep. So in Montgomery County, it's, I think, 18 different locations. In Philadelphia, it's 11 different locations. Chairman Sabir, what is the website for folks to find the location in their community?
Okay, so they can go to vote.philly.gov, vote.philly.gov, or you always can give us a phone call at 215-686-VOTE, 215-686-VOTE, or you can call my office, my personal office, at 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462. Give us a call, and we'll definitely have all the information for you.
And another website that folks can utilize is the Philadelphia Bar Association's website, philadelphiabar.org. Philadelphiabar.org is a website that has information about the judicial races. And I think we also need to remind folks, Senator Haywood, that further down the ballot, we have the localized judges that will be on the ballot as well. We'll be voting for judges in the Philadelphia courts and the Monaco courts, if I remember correctly. So we want to make sure that folks don't forget those as well. That's the Senator Haywood's a lawyer. He can tell you that's the meat and potatoes, you know, for the judiciary. That's where you either guilty or innocent, right, Senator Haywood?
That's
on the
happens.
Spot for the most part.
That's,
all right.
That's where the action happens. I did have a question, though, for Dan. It's my recollection, which could be inaccurate, but it's my recollection that these courts we're talking about, Commonwealth Court, Superior Court, Supreme Court, had a case back in 2020 or 2021 where the former president wanted to throw all of the Pennsylvania votes out, that none of them would count. Is that accurate recollection in terms of a case that was before one of these appellate courts?
Well, there were many cases in the 2020 election that were challenging the votes of Pennsylvania. Some were in federal court, some were in state court, let me just say again that, you know, my office has, well, I didn't personally litigate those. My office has litigated a lot of cases about the right to vote. We didn't win all of them. You know, this is not a partisan, it is really not a partisan court. But that court did do significant work in upholding people's right to vote and has done significant work as recently as the last couple of months in upholding the rights to vote of Pennsylvania. So there were a number of cases challenging the validity of the 2020 election in both state and federal court, and in any state court case of that nature, it would have ended up before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
And did the Supreme Court agree, or the Commonwealth or Supreme Court, did they agree to throw the votes out?
I mean, you know, there's some questions more on, so obviously on the big picture, no, of course, Pennsylvania's votes counted in the 2020 election for the Electoral College as they had to. You know, there were some decisions in 2020 and in 2024 about what do we do when there are where there are small errors on people's mail-in ballots, for example. And those decisions, like I can't give a quick answer for this because there's decisions that go both ways depending on the circumstances of those cases. But no, no Supreme Court would say that that Pennsylvanians can just have their votes cast aside en masse.
Thank you for
very that important.
Clarification.
Very, very important. Go ahead, Senator Haywood.
Yeah, I just want to test my recollection because I know that the voting rights have been challenged. I know that was been discussed earlier, but that was a particular voting rights challenge that I did recall at the time. Thanks so much.
And it's really important that we bring that up because as we see happening right in real time, the Voting Rights Act in Washington, D.C., is the U.S. Supreme Court is under assault. The strength of it is being litigated right now in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. So the role of state courts, in this case Pennsylvania, state Supreme Court, state Commonwealth courts, has a tremendous amount of importance as we work to protect the right to vote as we see it's under assault in Washington. I've said, and Senator Haywood and I are 1,000% agreement, it is really important that the right to vote be protected at the state level while we see it under assault at the federal level. And I can't emphasize enough how important that was. I will just say this. The same folks who are attacking the right to vote at the federal level are attacking the right to vote at the state level all across the country and now up here in Pennsylvania. Just note that, folks, as you make your decisions when you go to cast your vote over the next couple of weeks. Jessica, who's next? I know we're getting close on time. Got about 8 or 9 minutes left. I know we're getting close on time. Who's next, Jessica?
Next, we have Larry from Germantown. Larry, you're live.
Yes. I just wanted to know, what do you need to go into the center to vote? I mean, do you need mail-in ballots? Do you just walk in there and be able to vote? And I have a second part question. I mean, do you, the senators, both of y'all have endorsed anyone?
Chairman Sabir?
We can't talk about the endorsements on this call. But how to vote, Chairman Sabir can address that. But on this call, we cannot get into the politics of endorsing and not endorsing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So if you're walking in to the satellite location, you should bring some ID with you. That way we can just get in the system and verify you. That way you can add an instant access. Because if you don't bring your ID, it'll be a little bit longer process to verify you in the system. But if you have the ID, we'll be able to verify you right on the spot. So bring your ID with you. And that's it. Just bring your ID with you, your Pennsylvania driver's license, if you have it. And then there's other different forms of ID that you can have, like 7 forms. It could be like a water bill. It could be a student ID. It could be a work ID. It's a few of them, but the exact ones, if you go to our website at vote.philly.gov or give us a call, we can let you know about the other forms of ID as well.
Now, Omar,
thank you.
Chairman Sabir, quick question.
Yes.
If my friend in Germantown is not registered to vote, can he register to vote and do the mail-in ballot and cast the ballot? Can all that be done at one of these offices?
Yes. That's what's so beautiful about, again, and I think, you know, all of the funding that we get from the state. If you walk right into the satellite, again, the deadline to get registered to vote is Monday, October the 20th, if you have until 5 p.m. But if you're unregistered, you could just walk in and say, I want to get registered and I want to vote. And then when you get registered, right, first you're going to do the registration part to get registered. And then you'll go and, you know, go get a slice of pizza, go get a cup of coffee or something. You know, and it's like Dunkin' Donuts is right next door to like probably all half of our centers. So they're in shopping commercial centers. So you just get like a cup of coffee, you know, whatever, then you come back, you'll be in the system, and then you can go ahead and cash your ballot. The whole process should take no longer than a half an hour from start to finish. And that depends on, you know, the short system, if it's updated and it's moving fast. It should take you no longer than a half an hour for the whole total process. And if you are already registered and you're walking in and requesting the ballot, it'll take them about 5 minutes or so to print the ballot out, just 5 minutes.
Yeah, I took as a point of information, and Chairman Sabir knows about this because he was there to greet us, I took, Senator Haywood, I took my mom with me The last election, I think it was last November in 2024, the presidential cycle. We did it together. I think it was on a Saturday. We did it together, and we were in and out of there probably in about 10, 15 minutes max, if I
That's
remember
great.
Correctly. Of course, her favorite state senator was on the ballot, too. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, those two votes got counted, all right? You know.
That's right.
No endorsement. No endorsement. Just making sure we're doing democracy. Jessica, we got five more minutes, and we want to make sure that our guests have a closing remarks. You want to do one more call, and then we'll go to our guests, and then I close out? We'll close
yep,
out?
Yep, I think that sounds great. Yep. So lastly, we will go to Kevin in Lafayette Hill. Kevin, you're live.
Yes, good evening. My question is, with the judges that are being voted for on retention, say if that judge is voted not to be retained, what happens to that judge? Do they have to run in a general election? And what is that process if they are not successfully retained?
So, hey, would you want to try that one?
So it's my understanding that, A, is retention, if you're not retained, you can no longer serve in the position, because that's what the question is, retained or not. If you are not retained, you can no longer serve in the position. Therefore, we would need a general election between competing people to determine who fills the position. We've already described the vacancies in Superior Court, and a vacancy, I believe, was stated in the Commonwealth Court. So if a person is not retained, they don't have that position, and there is a vacancy in that position. And there would then have to be an election to determine who would fill the vacancy. So those are the steps. Got to be clear, though. Retention elections were not intended to create a general election, where it's four against. General election is party A versus party B. Retention was specifically designed so that judges would not have to worry about partisanship. So judges would not have to worry about one party, Democrats or Republicans, going after them. It was so they could be independent. And as Kadita Kenner mentioned at the beginning, so that they don't wear a red robe, they don't wear a blue robe, they wear a black robe. That was the purpose of retention, to get the partisanship out of these critical decisions that judges have to make.
Thanks, Senator Haywood. Senator Haywood, why don't we allow our guests to take a few seconds and make some closing remarks, and again, make sure that they put out their website so that folks can have access to their information. What do you think, Senator Haywood?
That's it. Let's go. Yep.
Chairman Sabir?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'd like to thank everyone, and just remember, the more we vote, the more we get. People pay attention to votes. There are certain municipalities in Pennsylvania that have more dare than people. So as Senator Haywood and Senator Hughes are up there advocating for us, they're talking to people who don't understand what's going on. But what people do understand is that vote counts. So please, y'all, let's vote here and now. Like we said earlier, now is the time when our time is now. And you call us at 215-686-VOTE, 215-686-VOTE. That's the general number. Our personal office number is 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462. And you always can go to our website at vote, vote.phila.gov, vote.phila.gov. And my email address is omar.sabir@phila.gov, omar.sabir@phila.gov.
All right.
There you go.
Closing comments, Dan.
Thank you both, and I'll keep this very short. Let me just say that it really matters who's on our court. It matters that they believe in the Constitution, that they believe in sort of rigorous decisions, that they study, that they sit down and actually consider the real world impact of decisions on people's lives. So please, please, please pay attention, do your homework, and get out and vote, because your rights, the rights of your kids, the rights of your neighbors, very well can be on the ballot.
All right. We're going to close it out with Francis.
Thank you again, Senators, for putting this together. If any Montgomery County voter needs any assistance with figuring out their plan to vote, please give us a call at 610-278-3280. Once again, 610-278-3280. For any information or frequently asked questions or forms you may need, you can visit our website, montcovotes.com, or you can send us an email, and we will get back to you as soon as we can at montcovotes@montgomerycountypa.gov.
Great. Thanks, Francis. This has been a great conversation. Again, we'd like to thank our guests for joining us this evening. Senator Haywood?
Thank you all for participating in our telephone town hall discussion. Now, to those who listen in and to those who asked questions and gave us suggestions, thank you so much. If you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for us, and we will get back to you. Thank you again for your participation, and have a good night.
And Senator Haywood, we're obligated to always have to wind up saying, go Birds, okay?
Go Birds!
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. Thank you, Senator Haywood.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.